Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live, where you're invited to call in, take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Bonnie.
And coming up tonight, we're going to be talking about stuff going on here in New Hampshire. Apparently, state police are using traffic stops in order to, like, really, and this is not news, a new phenomenon. They're using traffic stops as a way of harassing people about marijuana and things like that. But this time they're actually pulling people over for doing things like driving the speed limit and other nonsense like that. Of course, in other police corruption news, there's the Boston Police Union chief who has been convicted, I think, on 21, if I remember correctly, 21 counts of child rape. Oh. He's evidently been sentenced. I think the sentence was something like 13 years in prison. The sentence isn't nearly as bad as you would expect it to be.
Actually, I was thinking that sounds better than I would expect it to be, because usually somebody like a police officer who rapes thousands of kids or whatever gets a slap on the wrist.
That's a scary and good point. Also coming up, the supply disruptions that we've seen. I've been seeing this a lot. The store that I visit almost every single day, that they have a really hard time getting anything in. And it's not just them. When I had to go to Walmart today, and I don't remember exactly what it was I was looking for, but they didn't have any of it. Mm. And it's shocking to see so many empty shelves and not a whole lot being said about it, but evidently part of that could be because you said, I think, 10,000 drivers have been tested for marijuana and taken off the streets as a result, which is only making the supply chain disruption worse.
Yeah, just this year, I'm pretty sure.
Wow.
Now, here on Free Talk Live, we've been fairly consistent over the last several years, I like to think. And among those things we've been consistent about, in addition to warning people about how inflation was going to create all of the issues that we're seeing now, as far as I'm aware, every single co-host here on the show mocked the way that NFTs were handled over the last 2 years.
NFT stands for non-fungible token.
Yes. And there is certainly some value in the idea of having an immutable record of ownership, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what the NFT was supposed to be. If you had a tract of land or whatever, you would have this certificate on the blockchain proving that it was your piece of land and no one could take that from you.
Technically, all of the Bitcoins are non-fungible tokens, but that's getting a little, I think, maybe out into the weeds. They're all identifiable. You can follow
that's
them
true.
From owner to owner over time.
But so
these are different. These are a little bit different because
how's a Bitcoin a token?
You can call it whatever you want. You can call it a coin. You can call it a token. It's a digital representation of its information, basically, that exists on a ledger, and that ledger is called the blockchain. What makes the current NFT craze different is they've taken these non-fungible tokens, which are normally just boring technology, right? Just normally boring.
I mean, it was
ledger
boring
items.
Still.
Yeah, ledger items. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about things that exist on a ledger. In this case, it was started with Ethereum, which is the number two crypto, and then it's moved to other cryptos since then.
We can really explain how boring this really is. Instead of saying, we're talking about stuff written down in a ledger, we're talking about accounting here. We're talking about the stuff that accountants write down and track.
But what they did was they connected that accounting, that ledger item, to a piece of artwork.
Yes.
That is hosted on a web server somewhere on the internet, and they said that if you buy this token, you will be the owner, quote-unquote, of this piece of artwork. It will be yours. You will be the one, the exclusive one, with the rights to use this piece of artwork however you want to. You can put it on your profile, on social media. You can resell it, in theory, and make more money than you paid for it.
That was certainly a huge part of it, right? There was supposedly so much money in the NFT craze, and man, was it a craze. One of the worst
really
that I've ever seen. I mean, it easily beat the ICO bubble of 2016, 2017, where we saw just constantly
initial ICOs. Coin offering.
Yes. They came out in about, you know, four or five years ago, just like NFTs did this year. They were all the rage, and then they died because it turned out so many of them were actually bad ideas.
Well, some of them.
I think it's a bad idea to want to own digital art unless you have some really good reason for it. Like if you had your own website where you displayed it. I mean, that's not even a good reason, in my opinion, but that could be a good reason for someone else. Most people are just like, I own this, and what is the point?
I don't know that it's possible to own a digital copy of anything, you know?
Well, they claim that you're owning the one true thing. You can copy the thing endlessly, and that's the benefit of digital technology. Is, you know, for those of us that grew up in the 80s and the 90s, we had cassettes, you know, VHS and audio cassette tapes, and when you recorded a song off the radio, you
lost quality.
There was a little bit of a quality loss. I mean, and then if you recorded a song off of that recording, like if you copied that tape onto another tape, you lost quality again. So the more times you copied the thing, you would lose quality generation after generation until finally
yes.
It would just be this inaudible mess. That digital technology doesn't have that problem, although there is compression and you do lose quality from compression, but there's ways to copy things without compressing them.
Right, and that's a separate issue.
Yeah, and you can make a one-to-one perfect copy with digital technology, and so therefore anyone who wants to copy an NFT of artwork, at least, can easily do that. Of course, that's been the main objection to art-based NFTs is, well, why can't I just hit right-click, save as, and then have a copy of that?
But
you can.
But the amazing thing is they pointed out that this unique ownership thing about the NFT, it was designed to be a counter to the reality that digital artwork can easily be copied and pasted.
Who would have thought that would counter anything like that?
Apparently, some of these people did. Let's get into the article I have here about it, because they asked a bunch of UnitedNewsPost.com. They asked a bunch of people who got into the NFT craze whether or not they were happy with how all of this turned out. For years, Nate Hart admired a drawing of a cat. I just love how the article started with that. I think NFTs have technically been around longer than the craze itself. I think the craze is roughly 2 years old. It's hard to pinpoint exactly when it started.
Mm.
But NFTs as a concept would go all the way back to like CryptoKitties, right?
At least.
Which would be 2017 or 2018. It was gray with unusually large eyes and pictured on a shattered, smoldering tablet. And of course, the article here has a copy of this that is identical to the NFT that this guy purchased. So last September, when the owner signaled they were willing to sell, Hart swooped in and offered a hefty sum, $600,000.
Oh my goodness.
I just don't understand.
When I can just click, I can right click and do save image as, and then it's mine.
I think I could do something even better. I could just print it out.
Then you have a physical copy that is absolutely yours. Yeah.
And you can admire it for years. Wherever you want, without your computer screen.
The price didn't faze him because of a special detail. The cartoon, part of a collection of cat images called CryptoKitties, is a non-fungible token, or NFT. NFTs?
That's why the price didn't faze him?
Yeah, it was a CryptoKitty, and that
right.
was a big deal back
so
in...
So he'd been watching this particular CryptoKitty for years.
Dude, that's kind of sad, dude.
Finally had enough crypto earnings to where he was able to buy the thing.
You would think at some point in those years, someone would be like, hey, man, you know you can just right-click save as, right?
And then, of course he knew that. There's something to this. It's, you know, the pride of being the original, the pride of being the one who has the real McCoy.
And,
right?
And maybe he also thought he could hold on to it and sell it one day himself and get even more money.
I bet he did.
He may very well have, but, I mean, there's nothing unique about I could be the first person to slap myself in the face while balancing a jug of tea on my head, and that wouldn't be particularly noteworthy, right? Just this is, it would be unique, and I'd be the only person in the universe who had done it, well, but okay. It wouldn't be worth paying $600,000
for. I get what you're saying there, but let's look at fine art collection, okay? Because that's ultimately what these people believe that they're into.
No, yeah. Fine art collection is money laundering.
Well, maybe it is, but let's look at the Mona Lisa, right? This classic painting of whoever the hell painted it. Very, very popular painting.
Leonardo da Vinci.
Da Vinci. You can get copies of that painting for much cheaper than the original. And let's talk a little bit more about that coming up.
So why is the Mona Lisa like an NFT? It's Free Talk Live.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
We'll be right back.
take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever is important to you, 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. Again, that's 603-283-6160. With you tonight is Bonnie, Aria, and Ian. And Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click Get Started at the top of the page. And once you do that, you can find all sorts of information neatly organized to suit your needs. You can dig as deep into Bitcoin technology, blockchain technology, as you want, or you can just keep a surface level understanding. But if you're going to get into cryptocurrency, you should know something about it. Don't be one of these people who, you know, I want to get into NFTs, but I don't know anything about them, and then it ends badly for a lot of people. So learn about cryptocurrency before you get into it. And, of course, Bitcoin, cryptocurrencies, they're not NFTs. NFTs are blockchain-based technologies, but I don't mean to confuse the two things. So head on. If you have no idea what the hell I'm talking about, Bitcoin.com is the best place to get started learning about it. And if you already know about it, check out their news site at news.bitcoin.com to stay up to date on all of the news and headlines relevant to you. That's news.bitcoin.com. Let's go to the phones. We have Herbert on the line from Florida. Herbert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, good afternoon from sunny Florida. How are you?
I'm good. What's on your mind tonight?
Good afternoon from sunny New Hampshire.
Well, listen, I am trying to literally get my story into the public forum. People can Google me. I'm a book author, and I signed a contract with Jeff Bezos' Amazon and also with Barnes & Noble about 49 months ago. I published a book, and I wrote the book that Silicon Valley never wanted to get out there, and I actually received an email from Bill Gates himself.
What is the name of this book?
The name of the book is, it's a long title. It's got 20 words in it because I had a lot to say, all right?
Okay.
But the title of the book is called Literary Documentation, Book 1, Stuck on the Outside, My Personal Quest, Become an Integral Part of the American Dream by Herbert Eric Stevens with a PH. I'm telling you, Google me. The book is now being taught at colleges and universities all over the world. It was a print-on-demand book, which would mean that you would purchase a copy, then they would order it from the printer, the ink would have to dry, they packaged it, you'd get it in 7 days, right? That book is in every warehouse that Amazon has on the face of the earth. With Prime, they have guaranteed getting it in people's doors as early as 6 hours from the time they order it. And only thing I can tell you is the book has been out for 49 months, and I have not received any book royalties whatsoever. I have been trying for 4 years to get legal representation, and no one will seem to go up against Mr. Bezos at Amazon. And he went over and inked a deal with Barnes & Noble, so Barnes & Noble is not paying me either. You can Google me. Wow. You can Google the book. Okay, this is totally 100% real.
I'm curious. You went through Amazon to publish this, right? You know, like Amazon self-publishing?
Yeah, Amazon self-publishing, and you sign a contract with them, but I made certain that I had a middleman. So I went to Barcode Graphics out of Chicago, who specializes in uploading the books to Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Thus, they are the middle person with the keep, which are the keepers of the contract.
So is it possible they screwed you?
They did.
No,
I literally have books that are on Amazon that are print to order or order to print. I don't remember what the terminology is, but yeah,
print on demand.
Print on demand. They're exactly the same. They're not nearly as expensive, but I've got my royalty payments just fine, man.
Did you do it directly?
I did it directly.
Yeah, you have gotten your royalty payments, right?
Yeah.
Here's the question: do you know if they're right? How do you know?
Because they provide you with those statistics that you can go and see yourself. No, I have no way of knowing whether or not Amazon is lying to me about how
many
people.
Yeah, you got to trust their statistics.
My point. There you go. Now, I can go to my dashboard.
But the statistics are irrelevant if you're saying you received no royalty payments whatsoever.
That's correct.
Right. So you see sales when you go to the dashboard. You see that you've sold some number of books.
But you don't have access to the dashboard, do you, Herbert?
Dude,
this third party
I do have access. I do have I have access to the dashboard.
Okay.
And it literally shows no sales, right? Now you're in studio right now, okay? Go to Amazon and go to the search box. I'll tell you what to put in and you'll see my book.
I see the book. I've got it pulled up right here.
Okay, now, over on the left, you see the little three lines that you can click on. Click on that, and the menu will download. Go to Books, and click on Books, and then click on Kindle or Kindle Unlimited. I'm going to show you something.
Yeah, why are we doing all of this?
What are we looking for?
Because you're going to find out that my book is ranked number one out of at least, like, 10,000 books, okay? Yet, in the algorithm, pardon me? I'm going to give you a category. You ready?
Hold on. Before you do this, I want to point out that your book is number 5,831,000 in books.
That's exactly right.
And number 25,134 in political leader biographies. I'm not going to keep going because I want to point out that we can create this extremely narrow category of
zero sales. You say you've had zero sales in 2 years. What happens when you contact the middleman and inquire with them? What do they tell you?
The middleman doesn't have to tell me anything. You guys won't let me finish, okay? Because the middleman only is responsible for the upload. That's it. That's what they do. Anybody can go to Barcode Graphics and do a contract, and they will do the upload and all the paperwork and everything gets done. That's not it. They literally, let me put it to you like this. If you will let me just explain why you're seeing 5,854,712 and all of that nonsense, okay? Now, when I finished writing the book, I went to LinkedIn when I had it in manuscript format. And I only knew one lady on there, and her husband used to coach basketball with my son when they were small kids. She used to babysit my son. He used to be one of the presidents of a major pharmaceutical company in the country, okay? I asked her if I could contact some of her friends on LinkedIn. She said, sure. I contacted from her 168 members of the media, and I said, hey, I'm a new book author. I want to get some pre-release exposure. Is it okay with you if I send you chapter 3 in my book? All 168 people said, sure, no problem.
Where are you going with this? I mean, it sounds to me like you're an author who wrote a book that isn't selling, and you're upset about that, so you're looking to blame Amazon.
No, that's not it.
I don't know anybody who's going to pay $70 for a paperback book. That's also true as well.
Or $45 for the Kindle version.
That's crazy, man. That's why you don't have any sales.
Yeah, Herbert, thank you so much for the call. Now, it may be a great book, but that title is also that. Yeah, there's something about that 20-word title.
People that buy online ebooks probably don't want to pay more than $10.
Books all the time, and if it's $10 or more, I'm going to be like, no.
If it's more than $10, I want to get it on paperback, but I'm sure it's not going to pay $70 for a paperback.
No, I agree entirely. Herbert, think about that and give us a call back. 603-283-6176.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says a Border Patrol officer killed the gunman in yesterday's school shooting in Uvalde. The shooting left 19 children and 2 adults dead, and there are 17 people injured with non-life-threatening wounds. The Republican governor saying the gunman had no criminal record and reminding everyone,
we need to realize that, people who think that, well, maybe if we just implement tougher gun laws, it's going to solve it. Chicago and L.A. and New York disprove that thesis. And so if you're looking for a real solution, Chicago teaches that what you're talking about is not a real solution. Our job is to come up with real solutions that we can implement.
During a Senate hearing, FBI Director Christopher Wray saying the FBI is involved in the investigation. USA Radio News. President Biden has signed a new executive order on national police reform. Speaking at the White House, Biden says the order aims to boost police accountability. He calls it the most extensive police reform in decades. Biden saying it's a new start, advancing public trust and public safety. A lawsuit is being settled in the Golden State.
The University of California system has agreed to pay $375 million to more than 300 women who said they were sexually abused by a longtime UCLA gynecologist. The announcement Tuesday brings total payouts by the university in lawsuits against Dr. James Heap to nearly $700 million. That's the largest amount paid by a public university in a wave of sexual misconduct scandals involving campus doctors. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The Dow gained 191 points on Wednesday. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, where you're invited to call in, take control of the airwaves, and talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160, if you'd like to do that. Again, that's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Bonnie.
And we were talking about, and before we...
Should we talk a little more about Herbert?
I didn't want to because we got rid of him, but, you know, I think we should.
If your book says it's not selling on Amazon, that's just all BS. That's all the BS you got to look past.
I mean,
the ranking.
I knew it was going to be bad when I heard the title.
Yes, but there's so much to unpack here.
Literary documentation, book one, stuck on the outside, in quotes, colon, my personal quest to become an integral part of the American dream. That's a mouthful on its own.
And that's the title.
And then you look at the cover. Now, look, they say don't judge a book by its cover.
But, I mean, you kind of have to when this is obviously something that someone threw together in 10 minutes using Microsoft Word.
The cover.
And he hired a company to do this for him, remember?
Yeah, I don't think that they designed the cover for him. I think he just gave them what he came up with.
I mean, that's not even a... It pains me as someone who's read literature my entire life to refer to that as a cover.
Yeah, it's just
and for those who want to Google it to look for themselves, again, that easy-to-remember title is Literary Documentation Book 1, Stuck on the Outside, My Personal Quest to Become an Integral Part of the American Dream.
By Herbert Eric Stevens, with a P.
Of course, it is $69 for the paperback version.
Yeah.
or $45 for the Kindle version.
Like when you pay if you're going to pay $69.
I have paid $75 for hardcover books before that were signed by well-known, established New York Times bestseller authors.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. If you're going to pay $70, you're getting a book that is out of print, right? Or it's something that's
signed
by the author. Or it's, you know, hard to find. Hardly anyone has a copy of it, and you got to pay top dollar to get your hands on it. Your typical paperback price shouldn't be much more than $19 or $25. Like, that's more expensive than the average paperback. But
imagine on Amazon you can probably find most paperbacks for somewhere like... I recently bought the Once and Future King by T.H. White, which is the King author story. And I think it was $6.94, and it's a huge paperback.
Yeah. Well, that's a major publisher, but for a one-off print job, you could expect it's going to be higher than $10. But 60? No. 70? No.
Well, that's the amazing thing about Amazon's direct publishing is that they've made a way to do this print-on-demand thing where you're not losing a lot of overhead to the cost of them having to print it.
You're not holding on to a bunch of copies?
You're also not holding on to a bunch of copies, no.
That's a huge advancement. I mean, the fact that people can do self-publishing these days so easily is a real testament to technology and where we're at today.
Because it used to be the case that if you wanted to publish a book, you had to get, like, a minimum order. And
you
often
had to get
a
deal. You had to self-publish.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If you had the money, you had to order, like, a minimum of 2,000 copies or something like that.
And filling an entire room of your house with copies of the book.
Now, Tom Woods releases a free ebook every other week.
Awesome. Good for him. I like that. So, to go back to Herbert Eric Stevens here, from the office of a U.S. senator to a tech giant to Hollywood, New York Network Television to all of these other places to the U.S. military, what do they all have in common? They all utilize this one man, the one-man think tank. I'm going to give you some details about why he's called a one-man think tank in a moment. Creator of the GPS point-to-point navigation system.
Uh-huh.
So Herbert Eric Stevens, it seems that the basis of his book is that he invented the GPS point-to-point navigation system, and the entire world conspired to rob him of the credit of that. You got to ask yourself a question. Why is this guy stuck on the outside? Did he really suffer the largest theft of intellectual property in history? And the reason he calls himself a one-man think tank is, I'm not making this up. You can Google that enormously long title and find this out for yourself. He had a resume specialist look at his resume, and that was the best way they came to characterize his work experience and his skill set is one-man think tank. So... Not
been
much of
thinking a lot by yourself.
Not much of a job history or anything there. I mean, good on the person who did this to find the most colorful way to spin this, but
without him getting mad.
Yeah,
this guy is constantly upset about something, right? Like his book apparently is about how he got jacked of the idea of GPS. Maybe that's true.
I found nothing that suggested that was true. But,
well,
I mean, if there was this worldwide conspiracy to rob him of credit...
We're not going to buy the book to find out.
No,
I had $70 a pop. But, you know, let's say that's true. Wouldn't you think he'd be way more upset about that than getting screwed over on his book sales? Like, he called us to be upset about not seeing sales of his book on Amazon and not getting his revenue from his book sales. But why wouldn't he lead with, I'm the creator of GPS, and they stole this technology from me? That's such a bigger story, right? Like, you not getting your handful of book sales that you might have gotten in the last 2 years.
I can't imagine there were very many. There were at least two people who purchased the book, going by the customer reviews here, but I'm not sure you actually have
to... Are you sure? Are those verified purchases?
That's what I was about to say. I'm not sure you actually have to have purchased the book in order to review it.
You do not.
Okay.
No, Amazon has a separate category for people who leave a review, but actually
certified bought the
verified
book.
Buyer or something like that. There's an actual way to prove when you're logged into your account. There's some way to leave a review for a product you purchased, and then you get that little badge, so you know that that's not just some spammer coming in. It's probably him, right?
Well, none of these are even named. Yeah, you're absolutely right. None of these are from even named accounts. They're just Amazon customer. Mm-hmm. Certainly not verified owners or anything. Yeah. So.
So, yeah, he probably never sold a single book, but he's upset about that instead of still, like, pointing out. I mean, he didn't tell us he was the creator of GPS. We had to go and, you know, read a little bit about the book to find that out. It just seems like strange priorities.
Yeah, I agree entirely. GPS would probably have made him a lot more money if he could prove the case. But from what I can tell, the book isn't even about him having GPS technology stolen from him, from what I can tell. And of course,
God knows, it's 400 pages.
It is 400 pages, and it's not very well written.
Right, and you're getting a free preview, apparently, of the first several pages on Amazon. So anybody that actually was interested after reading this 20-word title could then pull up the first several pages of the book, and they would immediately be turned away because you said, I've not read it myself, but you said, Aria, the writing is terrible.
Yeah, I mean, look at this giant block of text here. There are no line breaks. There is,
That's, wow.
That's the book. I mean, kudos to any author.
This is why people hire editors, by the way.
So yeah. But kudos to anyone who can fill 400 pages of text like this in the first place. I mean, that's a lot of writing. But then it goes on to, I don't know what I'm looking at
here. The
shooter
from the other week just put out a 180-page manifesto. So, I mean, it's not hard for a crazy person.
A lot of that was memes, though.
Okay.
But, you know, fair point. A lot of these seem to basically just be images. They're pictures of classified ads from October of 1991 in various newspapers. There's several pages of pictures of classified ads in newspapers.
Wow.
It appears to comprise the bulk of the actual book here. I don't know what I'm looking at here.
I can't say I'm not surprised that he can't find an attorney to take his case. I mean,
I don't know what this is anymore.
We didn't want to listen to him after less than 10 minutes of him being on the air. An attorney's just going to be like, yeah, my time's worth $300 an hour.
Yeah, and he was totally wasting our time.
I mean, it would be... I'm not going to say that the guy didn't invent GPS technology because I don't know the history of GPS technology, who invented it or where he was working at, but I will say that if you didn't invent that, you hire a ghostwriter or something, man, so that you don't end up with whatever this is. You can go to Amazon and look at the sample yourself, but really there's no point in doing that. It's about what you would expect from the person who claims to have GPS technology stolen from him and who then wrote a book about it and is upset, not about the GPS being stolen from him, but about not getting his book royalties. All very perplexing. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in or talk about the NFT craze that seems to be dying. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you would like to weigh in, talk about whatever we've been talking about, or change the subject, whatever is important to you, 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Bonnie.
And we're being joined now via remote by longtime host of the show, Mark Edge. Mark, are you with us?
I don't know. Am I?
You are. It's sounding great.
Thank you. I do sound great. So,
Mark, I have missed you.
Hasn't lost my disco.
I just want a little more credit, too. I recently, a couple of weeks ago, put an autoresponder for people who do, public relations for books and that sort of thing on my email because I got listed, somehow of all of us, I got listed in the who's who of radio, and they try to contact me. I literally get 200 emails a day, and the majority of them are people who want to do interviews. And Ian scolded me, wagged his little virtual finger at me. Why are you so mean to people in your email? Because it's all spam bots. That's why, Ian.
Well, but just for context, Mark had to get a new email, so he put in his old email a autoresponder thing that says, if you need to contact me, you're going to have to figure it out yourself because I'm not monitoring this and I don't want all the spam. So
why
good luck
creating an email address?
Why did I create a new one?
Why even create an email address if it's just going to be an autoresponder that says that?
No, that was the old one, sorry. So the old one people had, yeah.
It's 15 years worth of spam piled up on that one, mostly from people who write books. Probably from this guy who got a hold of you, who was the inventor of GPS and now wants his book royalties for it or whatever. So you're welcome.
It's always been amazing what kind of books get published. I mean, even before self-publishing, there were all kinds of crazies writing books out there. And now there's nothing in between the end consumer and, you know, the crazies.
It's not just books. I mean, that's universal. Universally true, as far as YouTube content, podcasts.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's a good thing, ultimately. I'm glad for it. I think it's the benefit of technology becoming affordable. It's anybody can publish a book, anybody can do a podcast, anybody can do a video show now. I mean, even, you know, look at Dave, for instance, Dave from New York. I mean, he's crazy as a fox, but that guy can figure out how to put a video online.
Well, I will say this. If you search Building 7 on YouTube, you're not going to find what you used to find.
No, you have to go to Odyssey for things like that. You can't get...
Well, you're not allowed to talk about Building 7, Mark. Mm-hmm. It didn't just collapse. It fell into a black hole.
Well, I don't know what I'm allowed to talk to and what I'm not allowed to talk about. But
we can talk about whatever you want on Free Talk Live. I just meant on YouTube. I
mean, indeed.
In the mainstream world, you're not allowed to mention Building 7.
We don't care what YouTube does to us.
Well, what I want to talk about tonight is drug deaths during 2020 and 2021.
Hmm.
So in 2019, around 72,000 people died from drug overdoses. Presumably, this is the amount of people that died from drug overdoses in the United States for some time as a percentage of the population. And however, it was up in 2020 by...
We're losing him. I'm watching the signal here, and
I suspect what he was
signal loss.
I suspect what he was going to say was that the number of drug-related deaths for 2020 and 2021 are significantly higher.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, people were locked down, and that's, well, sadly, that's what most people turned to.
We predicted this in 2020. We said there's going to be more suicides.
More mental health issues.
Right, there's going to be more drug overdoses. A lot of people who maybe were, you know, had beaten their addiction, or they thought they're going to fall off the wagon.
Yep. There was just like, there was nothing fun to do outside of the house, so you had to be inside your house. So I was drinking a lot of alcohol until I caught myself. I was like, I'm kind of getting fat. I need to get up and start going to work again. Well, I was doing Uber Eats so I could actually do that and stop drinking at night all the time for no reason.
It may be worth going back through some of those old episodes and just listen to some of our predictions about what things were going to happen, because now we do have, you know, and we've already seen at least one mass murder, mass shooting, that was I want to call it a direct result of COVID-19.
You're talking about the Buffalo shooting?
Yes.
Where he cited being locked down is what encouraged him to go to 4chan because he was bored?
Yes.
And
that
then he got radicalized?
That lunatic during COVID-19 got bored while being locked down in his home, went to 4chan, and then a year and a half later, 2 years later, whatever the timeline is, killed 10 people at a grocery store for racist 4chan-y reasons.
Yep. Wow, the different paths you can take. I got bored during lockdown, found Free Talk Live, and became radicalized.
Radicalized during peace.
Yeah.
But I mean, and then we had this more recent guy who was, he had bullied his entire life. He wasn't even going to graduate this year from what I could see. The guy who shot up the school in Texas.
Yes, that's right.
Clearly, you've got some mental health issues, and I'm not saying COVID-19 caused that or anything like that, but we did point out that, you know, people with mental health issues, that's going to be exacerbated by COVID-19 and the lockdown and the isolation and all of that. So I would not be at all surprised to see a continuing uptick in the number of school shootings and mass shootings that we have, all ultimately traceable to that. Hey, you remember that two-year period where we locked down and we kept people in their homes and we told them that everyone was out to get them, and the people who didn't wear masks were manslaughterers and didn't care about them, didn't care about their grandmothers? Well, it turns out that significantly damaged people emotionally and maturely, and now people are going on killing sprees.
Well, I know one thing. Seeing all this violence, all these acts of violence going on in the world, really makes me wish that I couldn't protect myself.
Yeah, that is the weird thing coming out of this. And I mean, that comes out of every mass shooting, you know, is the gun control argument.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't get it. The best thing I've ever seen about this is that saying, you know, you don't need a gun because you can just call the police or whatever, that is the whitest thing a person can ever say. It's the
self-whitest?
Yes, the whitest. It is the self-defense equivalent of saying, let the butler do it.
Well, the funny thing is,
no one who's ever lived in any amount of actual danger has ever uttered such a stupid expression in their life.
Well, and the funny thing is, it usually comes from people on the left.
Yeah.
People who wanted to control guns, but many of the people on the left were also the people in 2020 in the summertime who were saying, oh, you know, the police are corrupt, we can't trust the police, police bad, all cops are bad. And I tend to believe that the police are corrupt. We have a story tonight about a police chief, or not police chief, but the head of the union in Boston, who's going to prison for 13 years for raping children. So, yeah, there's plenty of evidence that the cops are bad news, but how they can hold this disparate viewpoint, where on one hand they say they think the police are corrupt and they need to be abolished, and then on the other hand say, say, no, we need the police to respond whenever there's a situation to protect everyone because we should trust the police.
They should be the only ones with guns.
Yeah, it's insane.
So tell us more about this story about this police chief, because I know you mentioned it earlier, and you know it sounds absolutely horrifying. It's shocking, as Bonnie pointed out, that a police chief, a police union chief, is even being prosecuted, much less was found guilty. Or you said he,
it took decades for him to finally actually be prosecuted for this.
And that's why there were 21 counts, because this went on for a very long time. That's 21 counts of raping people.
That's what he pleaded guilty to. He was actually charged with more than 21 counts, so they plead it down to just 21. According to the Daily Mail in the UK,
13 years.
Patrick Rose, age 67, 13 years for child rape and sexual assault that occurred over a 27-year period, while Ross Ulbricht is in prison for two life sentences and 40 years for running a website.
With no chance of parole.
Correct.
So they didn't. So he did this for 27 years, and they didn't even have the decency to give him half that amount of time in prison?
Yeah, I mean, he's probably going to die in there, given that he's a 67-year-old man, but still, Ross Ulbricht...
Well, again, if he doesn't get out on good behavior or some other technicality, I don't know how their prison system actually works there, but...
He was admitted to raping and sexually abusing several children over the span of nearly three decades. The ex-Police Patrolmen's Association boss, Patrick Rose, age 67, pleaded guilty to 21 counts of child rape and sexual assault. Victims ranged from 7 to 16 years old. The former cop sat in court and cried as he listened to some of his victims deliver impact statements before he was sentenced to up to 13 years in prison. So, yeah, he'll probably get out on if Massachusetts is anything like New Hampshire, there's probably a two-thirds good time rule.
Okay. I'll tell you the impression New Hampshire didn't do good behavior or time reduction. Okay. Yeah. That's good.
It's actually better in New Hampshire than it is federally. Federally, it's like 80%. You got to do 80%. Here, it's two-thirds.
Okay.
Your reputation absolutely gone, said one victim. All you'll ever be remembered is as another creep who's nothing going for him. Your job as a cop protecting people, well, that's really quite ironic, isn't it? Unquote. Rose faced his first child sexual abuse allegation in the mid-1990s, but those charges were dropped. However, he was allowed to remain on the force for years, despite sufficient evidence found by internal investigators supporting allegations that he sexually assaulted a minor.
What's the point of investigating it, then?
To clear themselves of any wrongdoing, generally. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in on this corrupt cop. That's 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.